Hello, and welcome to episode 3 in the Octo 8 MilSim podcast. We've received a number of questions from players and would-be players, and we're going to use episode 3 to answer some of those questions. The first question we received asked, where do we play? Well, very simply, Gum and Airsoft have four different sites around the M25 periphery, really, and we play there, but also we play at third-party sites. So just to add a bit of variety, from time to time an extra site will be hired in for the weekend, and we'll play there. So for example, our next game is going to be in April, and that will be at the Ultimate War Games site in Forkham in Kent, which is not a gunman site. So we vary. Sometimes it's our own site, sometimes it's third-party sites. Another question we've received asks, have your medic rules been modified because of COVID? Well, yes, of course. The answer is yes. We've changed our medic rules quite significantly, mainly to make sure that people aren't making contact with each other. So the new medic rules that we have, which are shown in our latest rule set, basically stop people getting within about 2 meters of each other. So we've managed to still achieve a medic solution. People can be medicked and bandages can be applied, but without players getting within 2 meters of each other. Another question received is, what happened to the $5 million when Dr. Newman was killed in last year's game? As I recall, the $5 million ended up mainly in the pocket of Phoenix. They snaffled the Dr. Newman character away at the end of Fallen Arrow. And as I recall, they took his money, and they also took a few samples, a few flasks of the ZPAP 55 that he was carrying. So that was a point up to them, really. Another question received on an email asks, do you ever allow Russian loadouts? This is an interesting one, because we do, from game to game or time to time, we do actually allow factions, or we design factions that wear Russian camo. We find that the take-up isn't very good, mainly, I think, because very few people have Russian loadouts, and those that do tend to be very excited. But when we do put the game up, they then say, ah, yeah, we can't make that, or it's not convenient, or there's a problem. But yes, we do definitely have options for Russian player or Russian loadout players. Not every game, I add, but from time to time. So for example, the next game, Operation Scimitar 1, which is in April, has a Russian faction, a Russian PMC faction, actually. And I think there's still some places in that at the moment. But that will be Russian camo, or written around Russian camo. One more question revolves around the use of radios in our game. Somebody's asked, do you use radios and how are they used? Yes, we do. We do use radios quite extensively. Normally what happens is each team or faction will have its own frequencies, and they have their own radio nets. Sometimes the networks are actually controlled by the players themselves, and sometimes we actually professionally stage manage the networks from a sort of organiser's point of view. And a lot of the intel and instructions and game information will be passed across these radio nets to make the game more realistic. But and in saying that, most players, I think, now have their own radio. They tend to buy their own radios and bring them to the game because they are used so much. Last question, or the reply to the last question for today, is about tags. Somebody has asked if we allow the use of tags at the games. Yes, we do. The rules do stipulate specific use of tags. I forget the number, the type of the tag that we allow, but we allow the one that works on the basis of a time expiry rather than impact. And there are engagement distances, and also the fact that you have to fire them at an inclined angle. You can't fire them at people. You've got to fire them in the air, and they will fall hyperbolically. I think it's a 45-degree angle from memory. But yes, we do allow them. Some of the sites we play at are very heavily wooded, and therefore it's quite hard to use tags. But some of the other sites, like our Tuddenham site, is very open, and that's quite a good place for tag use. So yes, to some degree they are used. So I think that kind of completes the questions for today. I don't want to go on for too long because I think people get bored of too much. But the idea is we'll do this, and then maybe if people send us more questions, the next episode we'll try and reply to those as well. So thank you very much for listening today, and look forward to talking to you the next time. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.